Okay, Mr. Chen, you were saying...
Where am I?
You were talking about the fact that after you went to China, you were also interested in Chinese painting.
Yes, so I paint Chinese, as you see in my books.
And you also do Chinese calligraphy.
And then I do calligraphy in Chinese painting. And also, I have my individual style, and the American people like it well, too. But the calligraphy, and I studied calligraphy because I want to put the Chinese calligraphy into my painting as abstraction. So I studied calligraphy for daily, every day, for many, many years. I believe I like my calligraphy better than my painting, but nobody understands it. So my you are talking about the market. You want me to say
okay?
That,
what would you
and
like?
Then when I come back from China, and I have found a way to live. The living, so I chose in all this. At first I tried to work in the studio, the movie studio. I've been working in MGM for a little while, for two or three months.
Doing what?
Doing mat, the printer, what they call it, a matte painter. Well,
painting sets.
And, I feel I don't like it as well because I have to under somebody tell me what to do. So I found a place in the market to paint portrait.
In farmers market.
In market here. So since I in the market, and I opened a little shop, and I used my time painting. At least I used for 8 or 7 hours painting every day in the market. In the yard, in $92 to support my family.
Doing portrait painting?
Well, no. At first I was doing portrait painting, but for a little while. But now I open a shop like this. Like open a shop and so little antique and Chinese subjects. And my painting in the market most of the time.
So how long have you been working in farmers market?
Well, I've been in markets for 30 years.
30 years. Yes. How long have you been at this location here?
This is the first 30 years.
30 years at this location?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Impressive. But I'm not the businessman. But I still think I'm an artist. So I painting every day. And I remember I painting steadily every day except I traveling or sick. Otherwise I put about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to a daily, even now. That's the truth.
So what are your sales here mostly, and are they in your paintings or are they in your other jewelry
I've been here 30 years in the market. I sold one or two paintings, but I have a little income to sell my subjects.
Selling your art
pieces. Not my art pieces, no, the art subjects.
Right.
But, my studio about 4 feet by 6 feet, my studio in the market.
Right here in back
here. Yeah, right here for 6 feet. But I produce thousand paintings in that little studio.
Yeah.
And my bigger paintings is 14 feet long and 10 feet high. But that's
a Chinese painting or Western painting?
No, the Western painting abstract. That big painting I painted at home.
Uh-huh.
The small painting I painted in the market.
Uh-huh.
The paint.
Your friend Dr.
Snyder.
Snyder was saying that you have tens of thousands of paintings.
I don't know. Because every day I painting all my life. And I paint quite steadily, quite quickly, and then I produce a lot of paintings, but I don't know what to do with it. I just store it in my storage.
Uh-huh.
When I'm not very seldom sold it, I like to keep them more than I sold it.
You said you've sold one or two paintings here.
Market, yes.
Where have you sold some of your other paintings?
Well, I exhibit in many galleries, in my Hatfield gallery, Wicker Window gallery, now is Ancombe gallery. But our gallery is still so very little to care, hardly to make a living. That's true.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm. Did you encourage your daughter to go into art?
No.
She's into architecture, which is not too far away.
No, she studied philosophy. Art, yeah, but I not encouraging him to her to as a painter.
Why not?
Because as art, you don't know you have talent or you have talent. If you don't have the talent, you keep on the painting, you waste your time. Even you have talent, you can make a living. But as an outstanding painter, you don't know. You don't know you will be a good artist.
Mm-hmm.
But even a good artist is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be outstanding artist. Yes, art is not like any other profession.
Mm-hmm.
You're a doctor. You're a lawyer. But artist, it's a very hard life, unless you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you led it to starving or you have to love it and like it. You cannot force yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The artist is hard life.
Mm-hmm.
And most artists teaching schools or do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose my work in the market because I still in the party as emerging. I have a shop here. But though I paint six, seven hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I don't want to encourage her to be artist.
When are you going to retire?
Well, your artist never been retired unless you have no beat.
Unless you have
unless you can, you're physical unfit. But you never retire. In fact, I have more ambitious now than when I was young, because you know your time is short. You had to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rembrandt, like Monet, and Renoir, the 80 or 90 years age, he cannot able to paint. He still they cannot see, but they still can feel.
Mm-hmm.
So they paint the best painting in their old age.
Mm-hmm.
Old age.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I feel that way. I feel that my time is short, and I have worked harder.
What are some of your favorite Western artists?
My favorite Western artists? Well, my favorite artist, and I think doll masters. I prefer Michelangelo, Goya, Rembrandt, El Greco, or Titian, or Titian, and Renoir, Cezanne, all impressive songs.
Mm-hmm.
And also the English also Turner.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is why admirable artist to me.
Do you think any of these Western artists that you favor influenced your own artwork?
Well, art is individual. You say, well, when you study it, it's influence, but you always want to be yourself. See, for instance, I like Turner, I like Noir, because it's a softness, like, or it's communicated to me than other artists. See, that's my favorite. But you have to be individual, otherwise you always behind. Well, see, the a century, years, and only a few good artists. Why? I mean, the outstanding artists. Why? Because the one who have individual, and they're outstanding. The one who, no matter how good you are, you copy some others, influence from others, you have nobody. You're still always behind. See, like Tony, he have creative. Like Michelangelo, like Rembrandt, they have individual style.
Mm-hmm.
And first they have an individual way to paint and talent, but the most important, the individual style.
Mm-hmm.
Take individual taste. That's true.
Mm-hmm. What about Chinese painters? Who are some of your favorite Chinese painters?
Chinese painter is equally important as Western painting, because Chinese painting they use a mind. The Western painter use an eye. For instance, you paint a landscape. We go out to paint, see the mountain, you paint the mountain or the sea. You paint the seascape, we go to behind it, paint the sea. Actually, you paint the sea. But the Chinese, no. The Chinese are painting use their mind. So this, what they think is the mountain, what they think is the sea. So that's why the Chinese painting is a better theory than accidental painting. For instance, a bamboo painter, he faced the bamboo for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then he said, every day, he said, I cannot get the bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes look at the bamboo again, until he found it in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he painted.
Mm-hmm.
The Hong Yao Sen Zhong, Hong Yao Sen Zhong means that until he himself helped.
Mm-hmm.
So they use mind. That's why the Chinese have no perspective and no rule. And very free. But only the Chinese painting, very few good artists. But the most artists copy, one follow another.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But the master paint the bird, and he paint the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the favorite artist, the Song Dynasty, is very good.
The post office?
Just a minute, okay.
Yes.
Well, it's a Chinese tong like this to be very good, like Hun Gun, the horses.
Why?
Horses. in the Song Dynasty is very good. In the, but the most, my favorite artist, I think, is Pad Thai Sanyan.
Is whom?
Pad Thai Sanyan.
Pad Thai Sanyan.
Mm-hmm. Or Siak Thu. Because it is the last Ming beginning Qing Dynasty. And these two artists in the, they try to put the traditional the Chinese way,
mm-hmm.
and then they create a new style.
Mm-hmm.
And then I admire them. They have an individual style in Chinese painting.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't see. I also admire one artist recently is Wong Ban Hung, and he kept the traditional, and yet he have own individual style.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest, I don't know. I don't know many artists in China now. But I mentioned Wong Ban Hung because he's an individual style.
Have you ever been a teacher of art here in Los Angeles?
Well, I teach in San Francisco art. I teach in painting in San Francisco Art Institute. And I also teaching artists for a little while. And I also teaching in many different schools.
Do you like teaching art?
Well, teaching is take too much time as an artist, but I like it because on the kind of you teach somebody else what you know, but also you study from them, from the student, because I found out some talent artists. A student, and they have a new idea, you secretly, you get something from them,
uh-huh.
but you don't say anything. But I have been teaching for many years now, so I do love to teach.
Mm-hmm. In schools?
In schools,
yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Did you teach Western or Chinese painting?
When I'm teaching in American schools, in art schools, I teach in an accidental way. When I teach the Chinese people in the Chinese. I don't think I'm the best artist in the world. Or you are not, but I do think I can do anything in the online. For instance, I can paint old master's way, and I also think very modern way.
Mm-hmm.
And I also paint accidental way and oriental way.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of subject, poetry, nude, still life, abstract, everything.
Uh-huh.
You name it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one way I can flower myself. Also, my calligraphy, and I ever learn, but I flower my calligraphy because I thought calligraphy is the highest art of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, for instance, I demonstration my calligraphy in the Los Angeles County Museum 2 years ago. You know, 400 to 200 people attend to see my painting and my calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer is a California Chinese professor or UCLA professor.
Mm-hmm.
You come to see the demonstration, and they ask me, come in the chat, where do you learn your calligraphy? So I say, I don't know, I never learned from anybody. In what school are you going to in China? I know I don't go to school in China.
Mm.
But first they seem to be unbelievable. And then I say, well, let my work to speak to you. So I do the last calligraphy, and then they begin to amazing what I can do in calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very proud of my calligraphy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no people know it.
Why not?
Because I never showed it.
Well, you've never had a showing of calligraphy.
I never showed calligraphy because
why
I never.
Why don't you?
Well, but I know the American people, they don't know calligraphy. Chinese people, I very seldom to associate with them, so nobody knows what I can do. But probably the most people thought I'm uneducated in Chinese, but I do have a more Chinese education than American, because I studied. Self-taught my Chinese, I plow my Chinese, and I write good, and I calligraphy good, and I plow my Chinese,
mm-hmm.
And I all my thinking.
Why don't you have an exhibition for the Chinese here in L.A.?
First I don't have it that interesting, but mostly Chinese people, they don't understand why I do it. Yeah, I think I will.
Mm-hmm.
But my I write Chinese. Yeah, though I am among American people every day, but my heart is in Chinese.
Yeah.
What else?
So you don't have much contact with the Chinese community. They don't really know of your work.
Well, I belong to Chinese church, Chinese congregation church. But I never show my painting to them. Most people, they don't know I'm an artist anyway. So that's why it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer to deal with the Americans and
no,
you
no.
seem to associate with Americans a
well,
lot.
Well, I associated with Americans because I have a shop here for 30 years, all part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I write Chinese. I like Chinese way to live. I like the Chinese philosophy. I like the Chinese culture, and I like to almost. I'm almost I like Chinese anything. You and I like the Chinese way to get married. I like to like Chinese big family. And I like the Chinese respect the older.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Chinese anything. I thought it's our door.
Okay.
But do you like Chinese food?
Yes, of course.
See,
yeah.
say for instance, well, for marriage, you want me to talk about marriage?
Okay.
All right. For my opinion, the American way, the marriage in Chinese way is quite different. But Chinese way, I'm not talking now, I'm talking about used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese people get married, it had nothing to do with the son or the girl. He said the first told the girl is a father and mother. And then he chose the girl to the son or chose the boy who's for their girl.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it's a barbaric.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know the girl, they don't know the boy.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know the father and mother have the responsibility to how to choose a girl or choose a boy for his girl because so first we have study I want to talk to this one.
Okay.
Miss Wong asked me to. I know many people in the market because our market has so many people around every day. But I say no, because I was in the market for 30 years. But I don't know. We have a 200 shops, but I don't know one of them who they are, because I keep my studio, I stay in my studio, and I don't know anybody. But it's, once a while, the friend knew me, I thought he'd come and talk to me. Mm-hmm. But I don't know anybody.
You spend your time doing your work back here.
Yeah, I only know this stuff, but this stuff, this stuff. I don't know what they are, who they are.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. I told you I was in the vigilance.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy having this shop? I mean, if this is the business side of things.
Put it this way, my shop is about 25 feet long, about 4 or 5 feet wide. And I cut it two parts. And between the two doors, I go in my the place I work, is I find my life. I enjoy it because I painting, I do calligraphy and painting and reading. And the other side, it's my living,
mm-hmm.
because I believe living in life is the same thing, but in a two different way. Life without life, living without life. No, life without living is living dead.
Mm-hmm.
Life without living, you start to death.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have both.
Mm-hmm.
So I in the market, and I go into my place to paint, and I find my life there. When I go out to attend to my customer, I'm going to try to make a living. But I spend two thirds of my time in my studio, my studio inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's all.
You might lose customers spending your time in the back
that's not important. If they want something of my things, they will call me.
Uh-huh.
But I know, my boss in the market, and he understands. He cannot change my character if he let me do what I want.
Uh-huh.
That's why I would say I like the market or I don't like the market, but that's every day's a routine of my life.
Mm-hmm. You're here every day?
Every day.
Monday through Saturday?
Monday to Saturday. I used to have a girl in the to help me, but now they are quitting. Quitting, so I have to stay all day long.
What are your hours?
From 9 to 6:30.
9 to 6:30?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you try to spend most of that time doing painting?
Not try, but I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying, but I have to do. If I not doing my artwork, and I seem to waste my day.
Well, what do you do on Sundays?
Well, Sunday I go to church.
And besides church?
Stay home, rest. And sometimes I like to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't paint on Sundays.
Well,
give yourself one day rest.
It used to be I paint on Sunday too, but lately I think my age is old. I'm older, and I thought I take a little rest on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you miss Canton or miss China, having left so many years ago?
Well, did we finish the marriage problem?
Oh, you were telling me about the marriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want to continue, Leo?
Okay, sure.
Well, I think that's interesting, to
sure.
my opinion.
Uh-huh.
The most of the Chinese the parents chose a wife or for the daughter or for son. But we thought we are barbaric. Is not right, but I thought it's absolutely in a good way, because when you was a young age, you don't know which is good or which is bad, who is good, who's bad. The older folks they have experience, they very carefully to choose the the wife to his boy. So the mother, the girl side, do something. And then after they get married, they try to be learn to love.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and then they believe in faith. That this is my husband, or this is my wife. And I have the duty to love my wife, or I have the right duty to love my husband. So they share the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The woman work in the house, as to take care of the domestic affair. The man go outside to work,
mm-hmm.
to make a living, mm-hmm. to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
So they have different duties to do. They live everlasting. But in our way, is include myself. I marry in a modern way.
Yeah.
How long you the marriage left? If 5 years is too long, 3 years about right. So is American wife and the Chinese wife is different. That we are too independent. They have no. That's why we have more trouble than.
But would you have been upset if your parents had arranged a marriage for you?
But I told my wife myself.
Yeah.
But they didn't choose my wife for me.
Did you want them to?
Well,